I was not your typical valedictorian. I didn't lead a CCA. I wasn't the captain of some sports team, that kind of thing. I was a very plain and average student. I studied a lot. I got good grades, but so does a lot of other people. When I was a kid, I was actually a lot stronger. This disease is progressive, meaning I get weaker and weaker as the years go by. I think anybody who knows NUS knows about its alternative name, right? The National University of Stairs. Everybody knows that. My biggest obstacle obviously will be physical related things. Mainly two things, fatigue and accessibility. Also, I had to make sure that whatever I chose were in places I could get to. And if they were back to back, I had to think about what route I would take between the rooms. Sometimes, able-bodied people can take a shortcut, walk up a grassy slope. But I can't do that. So I had to connect, to corridors. It's a maze, right? So I think the pandemic has brought about benefits for people, especially with physical disabilities, because it takes away a lot of our limitations from the equation, right? It just gives me the laptop and internet, and I can do a lot of things. And this applies both to, work, education, and even social. I live one day at a time. I think a lot of people are conditioned to think long term, right? You have very grand 20-year plans. 20 years from now, I want to do this. I don't live my life that way. Every morning, I literally make it my one goal to make it to the end of the day with as little damage as possible. That really informs the way I do things. I'm very careful with how I spend my energy. I don't waste energy on unnecessary things. I think society's way of defining success should change for people with disabilities. I think the only reason why I've got the attention that I have when I post something online or when the media writes about me, the only reason why that's got the traction is because I've met the traditional markers of success. Good degree, good job, prestigious company. So I've met the traditional markers of success despite being disabled. The thing is, I feel that we need to acknowledge the fact that living with a disability is hard in itself, and every day the people with disabilities out there who don't get recognized, who don't get covered, are winning their own battles every single day.
How do you tell them different? How do you tell them apart, though?
Yeah.
How